it's Jackson. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. And since you've been such little angels, troopers through it, I want to introduce you to one of my very favorite people in the world, Camilla, on our sales team. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hey, so somebody wants to advertise on our podcast.
Yes.
They contact you, right?
Yes. Everyone should want to advertise on our podcast. We're reaching a bunch of listeners, loyal listeners, who are tuning in every week.
And the thing that makes podcast advertising so special is that people are looking for you. People have to go out of their way to search you out, download the podcast. So they're really in tune with us. They're really in tune with the brand. And also, the morning show guys, we're all ready to cut your commercial ourselves.
I know.
Isn't
you guys are so cute.
Thank you. I needed that today. So if someone wants to get a hold of you to advertise on the podcast, how do they do that?
So the best way to get a hold of me is either through my email, Camilla, C-A-M-I-L-A, at bwaymedia.com, or my phone number is 801-596-4174.
And I will drop her email in the podcast description of Everyday's podcast. Thank you. And what's that phone number one more time?
801-596-4174.
Perfect.
John and Justin, Mix 105.1, there it is for you. Your 605 throwback song requested by you. You text it in to 615-44. Backstreet Boys, we're playing Games with My Heart. Man.
It's one of the best from them.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit of a slow jam for me, if I want to be honest with you, at 6:06 in the morning.
I'm really into it. Just ease your way into the day. Don't start too hard.
See, I'm more of a, let's just slam it. Let's just chug a Red Bull and get going with the day. Like, I would have probably gone with a... I don't know, if I had to choose something, maybe. Tell me
why. That's fair.
You know
what? There's always tomorrow.
That's true. Someone could request that tomorrow. Maybe this right here.
I just feel like two Backstreet Boys, like, back-to-back. There's so many other throwbacks we could be getting into.
Can I request AC/DC for tomorrow?
I'm sorry, you may not request AC/DC.
That's outside the the limits of what I can get away with.
You may request Britney Spears, and that's it, okay. As far as requests.
Good morning to you. 6:07, a high today of 30. Roads are bad again this morning due to an overnight storm. Lake effect snow is happening also. Temps are below 32 degrees or 18 degrees right now. A high today only of about 30. Speeds of 30 miles per hour on 201. I'm trying to see what... there's issues everywhere. The crash on westbound I-80 at State Street. Three cars spun out and crashed, blocking both sides of the freeway. Driving in for me, I live right at the point of the mountain. Coming here downtown took me an hour.
Oh.
And that was at... 4:30.
Oh, good luck. Then for people that are going to be in that about 7:30, it's going to be like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
Have the snow plows even been awake yet?
We got stuck behind them.
Yeah.
And they go, what, 30? Mm. I don't know. It took a long time.
Yeah, coming from the north, I didn't have any plows yet. Obviously that was, 2 hours ago.
So sick of Justin and his move to the
How
north.
How wonderful Davis County is.
Yes. And he's we don't have snow up in Davis County anymore.
So funny. You got 3 feet, I got 3 inches.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous down here. My whole yard is buried. My dogs were buried yesterday.
I just went out and scraped the layer off the front porch. That was it.
This is how Justin cleared out the snow.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Because I was like, you know what? That's not even enough to get the snowblower out.
No, it's not. Mine was working hard. We are giving away family 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice this Thursday every single hour. So make sure you're listening for that. Justin, how was Morgan's birthday party?
It was really good. We went to the Rush Fun Center. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
No, where's it at?
It's in Syracuse.
Okay.
But if you ever went to the 49th Street Galleria when you were younger,
yeah,
it's that reincarnated. You name it, they got it. Skating, got it. Go-karts, got it. Bowling, got it. Video games, they got that. Laser tag.
I had someone talking to me about the Galleria this weekend. The Galleria used to be off of I-15 and, 5500 South?
Right, you can see it right there off the freeway.
It's where the AISU school is.
Yes,
and
it is.
K2, the church, is at.
Yeah.
And they said that it was like the happening place. And 20 years ago?
And it was. Yeah. I mean, I used to go there all the time when I was younger, but this is like the same thing. I mean, there's nothing else like this.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool.
Jackson, did you leave your house this weekend?
A couple times, briefly.
Okay.
I actually spent a lot of time with friends, but I did sleep 12 hours the night before last.
Just looking at the four photos from the weekend, which are up now on Instagram, which is Mix1051 Utah. And I went, that looks like a man who
has not left the house.
Yeah.
I definitely tried to avoid it, especially when I looked outside and the entire world just collapsed on itself.
Right, yeah.
That's what happens when it snows. That's the world slowly caving in.
That
and
makes
I don't
sense.
Want to leave my house for it.
You had to spend most of the weekend just digging your dogs out of the snow,
right.
is what you're
yeah.
saying.
Hoodoo's still short, you guys. Opal's got it figured out, but Hoodoo is not that tall, so he gets buried quick.
Take a look at the four photos. You'll see Justin's son's birthday party. You'll see Jackson just looking like a crazed
hermit.
Hermit.
Something.
Yeah, yeah. That's the exactly word you're looking that, for. It's
that
hermit.
Is. You'll see what it looks like to have 3 feet of snow out in front of the house, and just there's actual icicles off of my eyebrows in the photo. But no, it's good. I love where my wife decided we're going to
Yeah,
live.
This is great.
No.
Any chance that she'll rethink the decision?
Oh, it was on 4900 South is where the Galleria was.
Oh, yeah. What did you say? I don't remember.
I wasn't even here for it.
Oh, it's 49th Street Galleria.
49th Street Galleria.
Not
that makes
46th
sense.
46th Street or whatever you said.
Man, that would explain guys. The geniuses at the end of that comment. Let's get to how does the story end.
Yeah, it's all brought to you by the Shane Company. They take extra steps to ensure that you get the highest quality for your engagement ring. Shop online at shaneco.com.
A 26-year-old woman in England went outside on Sunday and saw an ambulance parked in front of her house. Apparently, it was responding to an emergency on the street. But she didn't care about that, no. She was upset the ambulance was there. So she decided to do this. What did she do? How does the story end?
Well, I like to always go with my light it on fire, but this time I'm not.
Oh, we're mixing it up.
Yeah,
okay.
She had a big truck like mine. So what she did is she got behind it and just pushed it out of the way. Like, excuse me, I need to get in my driveway.
I'll say this, with something like Justin's truck, you could push an ambulance out of your
way. I'm just gonna push you a little forward so I can get in my driveway.
Justin drives a monster truck. Almost, I believe it is the Gravedigger.
Yeah, it is. Gravedigger yes. comes in handy on mornings like today, too.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure driving him was wonderful.
Jackson, how does the story end?
Well, she saw the ambulance and it spun her into such a rage that she went full She-Hulk. Bulked up.
Oh, yeah.
Pants ripped, shirt ripped. You know the whole deal.
Right? Was she green also?
Of course she was. She picked up the ambulance with one hand and threw it.
Don't want to make her angry.
No, you don't.
No. She took her key to the city and drove it four blocks over. That's funny. How about this text? I was training as a paramedic once. My two partners and I responded to a call in a parking lot. As we were dealing with the patient in the back, someone moved our ambulance.
No way.
Oh, man. No, it's not that bad. She left a note saying, "You have no right to be parked here. I could give a blank if the whole street collapsed. Move your van." The ambulance service decided to tweet a picture of the note, and when the cops saw it, they went to her house and arrested her for a public order offense.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure you can't mess with a emergency vehicle.
I guess emergency services must be able to carry out their roles without fear of abuse, and they're saying that note was verbal abuse, and they arrested her.
I agree. I can't argue that.
I would have said a ticket, maybe.
Well, I mean, you come out with your stretcher.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, where's the ambulance?
Yeah, you don't want that. This was a note, though.
Especially if you're on the stretcher.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
It definitely wasn't cool.
No.
However, it was a note. Like, crumble it up and move on with your day.
I got beef with Jackson. I got so much beef with
Jackson. What do you have to say
do
now?
Do you want to get the list of the paper out here?
Unfurl it. Okay. Because,
it's not even Festivus. We can't do the airing of grievances yet.
I've been making notes, and John's going to read through these.
I can't keep it in. I got to just it's not healthy, Jackson.
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
I'm looking at the four photos from the weekend that are up now on Instagram, also on Facebook, Mix1051 Utah.
Yeah.
And one of the things Jackson did over the weekend was became a minister.
That's
online.
Right. So I'm a member of the clergy, and you can't speak to me like this.
You know that is my thing.
Listen, home, Skillet. One of my friends asked me to officiate their wedding.
No. You should have said, you know what? I have a friend who already has done it online, part of the Universal Life Church. I'll just have him come and do it.
Or Jackson Carter ordained minister under theopenministries.com.
No, man, this is getting weird now.
I reject you and what happened.
You know what's so crazy? I think we're officiating a wedding on the same night.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
Yeah. They're getting married May 5th.
Yeah, because I'm for Justin's in-law.
Yeah, my mother-in-law. He's having, John's going to be doing the Cinco de Mayo wedding.
Yeah, so will I.
So that already put me in quite a, you know, a mood this morning.
It would, me too.
Yes.
You know what? And I get it, because it's been your thing on the show for many of years.
Thank you, Justin.
Right. But it didn't have to be a thing. You're making it a thing.
And then,
like, I'm sorry. You can't do this. You need to find something else.
Right. You should have told your friend, nah. That's what you should, nah.
Yeah, I'll just go back to my friend of like 12 years and tell him, nah.
I don't want to anger John. Nah. Then I come in this morning to try to grab my pen, take some notes before the show. Guess who stole my pen?
That was not your pen.
That guy over there?
That guy right over there, who is a pen stealer like I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. I am a pen thief. So every day I leave the office with like a pen or two in my pocket.
My pen.
And then every Sunday, I round them up and put them in my backpack, because they always end up on my bedside table. Mm-hmm. I round them up, I bring them, I put them back in my pen holder.
That, but that was not paper your and pen. Coffee.
He should.
Little by little, pens, toilet paper, and coffee.
This guy's just is what he is.
If I'm going to steal, I'm going to steal big. I'm going to steal so hard that even if I go to prison for 20 years, I'm going to come out and there's going to be something set up for me on a shell corporation.
I'm trying to think what you could get in your backpack. Maybe this monitor and...
Just a few computers. Yeah. He'll be fine. There was an IT guy who stole a bunch of computer screens once from this building. Yeah.
That's right.
No
way. It took us like a year to figure it out, too. We're not quick for the pickup. Justin, 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, what's brown and sticky?
I'm not doing it. Go ahead, Jackson.
What is brown and sticky, Justin?
A stick.
Ah! Walked right into it.
No.
I love that one.
No. I reject you, sir. You know, as we kick off our 105 Days of Love, there was someone who I wanted to bring in studio because I've just been fascinated with his campaign, and his name is Colin Karchner. Hey, Colin, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Colin, you decided to fight Instagram with Instagram.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and it kind of just happened all on its own. I wasn't trying to fight Instagram with Instagram, but it happened, and it was really awesome because it opened up a huge dialogue on how are we letting social media influence us on the negative side. How is that affecting our community? How's it affecting us? How's it affecting our kids?
How did this all start?
A couple weeks ago, I ran into an old family friend of my wife who she used to work with like 10 years ago at the gas station. And I just noticed there's something wrong. She used to be this very bubbly human being, very, very outgoing, gregarious. And she was just really quiet and just looked sad. And she's like, hey, what's going on? How's life? And she told me something I didn't know. Her little daughter, who when she was 10, we'd take to the mall, go shopping with and get ice cream with, a couple years earlier, that she had died, that she had actually.
Oh,
was
no.
So she, I asked her, what happened? And she's said, well, it all started when she was about 13, 14, that she was just on social media, getting just really sucked into just everyone's kind of perfect facade life that they put out there.
And we talk about that a lot on this show with, there's a lot of mommy bloggers here in Utah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's
and,
capital.
Yeah. And you're just like, wow, I don't raise my kids like that. I can't. I look like a mess, and half the time I'm trying to keep myself or them from crying.
Yeah, like, I don't wake up in full makeup like at Disneyland every 2 days.
Yeah,
right?
No
on
kidding.
Vacation. What was happening was that kids like this gal, we're doing it all the time with as teenagers, 13, 14. And what it is, it led her down this path, which led to depression, which led to anxiety, which led to self-harming, which then led to addiction and led to her death at, you know, 22, 23. Mm. So I just went and told that story on my Instagram page. I instantly got hundreds and hundreds of messages of people around here saying, you know what? That's happening to me. Yeah. That happened to my daughter. Or a neighbor kid just killed himself because of this. And I was just for 3 days just sharing people's stories, blocking out their names, sharing what they said.
Yeah.
But the thing that I always find interesting is that a lot of people think of social media as real life. This is happening in my life in real time, when in reality, it's fantasy. It's just like reading a book or watching a movie. Like, this is what everyone wants their life to be like. And as long as you understand that, social media isn't a bad thing, but you have to really convey that to your children because children don't understand that.
That was the whole point of this whole dialogue, was that we as adults, even we have trouble deciphering what's real and not real.
Right.
It's not real. And so that was really the message, was how are we letting this influence our kids? How is that correlating to Utah's per capita leading the nation in teen depression, anxiety, and meds, and suicide ideation?
Yeah.
And all, is that correlated? And so I'm actually heading to a high school in Ogden right after this show to go talk to an assembly of 500 kids. The principal reached out to me. She said, this is hurting our kids so bad. Every single day we have kids in the counseling office saying, I don't even want to live anymore. And when they backtrack, they say, how are you feeling like this? It's like, well, my life isn't perfect. Why can't my life be better? Where are you seeing this from? Well, everyone on social media, their lives.
Gotcha.
What's wrong with me?
So what do you do, though, Colin? I'm a father. My kids are too young to be on social media, but not for long.
I think the buck really stops with the parents.
Yeah.
And parents need to be aware of how much time their kids are spending on social media, but then have that conversation and say, how is this making you feel?
If you've been on I-15, you've seen these billboards that have all been around. They say, like, you are beautiful or you are unique, and they're pink with white writing. And
they're great boards.
Yeah, they stand out.
Yeah.
You're behind those.
During this whole campaign, I said, you know what? As I'm getting all these messages from people in the community saying, you know what? And there's just constant messaging online and off here in Utah that you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not young enough,
yeah,
your house isn't big enough, you need more. And so I said, you know what? I'm fed up with this too. Why don't we do a fundraiser? Right here on Instagram, and I've done a few of these before, where I said, let's just raise $3,000 so we can get a billboard, put it right in between on I-15, right in between all these other billboards. And I said, Venmo me $5, and then we hit $3,000, we'll put a billboard up. And we hit $3,000 in 9 minutes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And so I said, let's keep going. People are like, more billboards. Like, I'm in St. George, let's do more. And so I'm like, okay, it was bedtime. I'm like, oh, when I wake up, whatever we're at, let's just stop there. And then we'll use that for billboards. Anything left, I'll donate to maybe like a teen suicide prevention. So I wake up and we're at $15,000.
Jeez.
Whoa,
like 10, 12
awesome.
Hours during the night.
Man, I love what you're doing. Keep doing
great
it.
Story.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
Are you smarter than a millennial?
Mm-hmm.
Nika.
Yes.
How goes the roads this morning, Nika?
They're slow.
Yeah, they are.
Did you have to go in yesterday on President's Day, or were you home?
Of course. I worked at both jobs yesterday.
Oh, man. So you had to sit in the traffic.
Yeah, but I have tomorrow, the next day, and the next day off because my husband's going out of town. So.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's nice.
Well, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Millennial? So you're playing against Jackson. Here's how it works. Justin has 5 trivia questions.
Yes.
He's going to ask the question. If you think you know the answer, shout out your name as loud as possible and as quick as possible. If I call on you, give us the answer. If you get more correct than Jackson, you'll win yourself tickets to see Matt Kearney Sunday, February 25th at the Complex. Cool?
Okay.
Justin.
You ready?
Yeah.
Players, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Hey, Slugger, yep. Anthony Rizzo emotionally offered support to the victims of the school shooting at Stoneman Douglas, a school he once attended. What sport does Rizzo play?
What?
The school shooting. I gave away the answer right there in the question.
I didn't hear all the questions.
I need you to say it again, too.
Slugger, yeah. Anthony Rizzo
emotionally. Jackson. Baseball.
Okay. It was hard, but the answer is there.
Got
Slugger.
It.
Okay.
Okay.
What superhero movie opened this weekend? And
Jackson.
Black
Panther.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Nika. I'm
Jackson.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Jackson.
Huh. I'm sorry.
Jackson.
My hand's on the buzzer. I'm ready to go.
Are you undefeated so far with this game?
I am super undefeated.
Yeah,
Nika,
yes.
I wish you the best, but I also want to retain that record.
Again, Nika, if you don't win, the next caller.
Jackson, you're going down.
We'll get your Matt Kearney tickets.
Okay. The Weeknd turned 28 this last week. True or false? His legal name is Abel.
Jackson.
Nika. False.
Is it false?
It's true.
It's true.
Ah.
All right. So sorry, Nika.
Jackson. Go ahead.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. 4 years ago, the Winter Olympics were in Sochi. Where is Sochi located?
Jackson.
Nika.
Russia.
You want me to keep going? I got one more.
Go ahead.
Do it.
Right. Go ahead.
Hey, Kanye settled a $10 million lawsuit for canceling the remainder of his tour. What is the name of his latest album?
Who?
It's all you, Nika. Go ahead.
You said Kanye?
Kanye. What's the name of his latest album?
I don't know.
I'm just going to say I'm the greatest ever. I'm the greatest.
No, it's called The Life of Pablo.
The Life of Pablo.
No. I was going to say...
Say that.
Nika. Oh, I'm sorry you lost to Jackson. It's a terrible Tuesday now.
Terrible.
But you know what? Hold on. I'm going to hook you up with a nice prize anyways. Cool?
Yay.
We kicked off last week on February 15th, our second annual 105 Days of Love. What is 105 Days of Love? It's where we challenge you to do a random act of kindness every day for 105 days. We also challenge ourselves. And it takes a few days to get started in it, but I'm telling you right now, If you truly commit to challenging yourself to do a random act of kindness every single day, it's going to make your day better.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's so great.
And my wife, Jen, has really gotten into it this year. And we were at the Brown Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
So good, called Brown Bear.
And she was like, hey, have you done your 105 days yet today? I'm like, nah, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. And she's like, why don't you just buy the table next to us their breakfast?
That's nice of you.
Jennifer Watkins.
And I was like, wait, that's a group of six.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's be cool about this. And she's like, no, ask for it. And so we did. And, you know, we just secretly did it and then walked out and paid and left and didn't say a thing. But it made us, just as a family, feel good that we did that.
Yeah. The kids were probably like, yeah, Dad, that was cool.
Yeah, and it was cool to kind of talk about with Liam and Ella, like, why we were doing it and what our challenge was. And I only share the story, not for a pat on the back, but to challenge you. And I know not everyone can do that financially.
I can't do anything financially, including pay my rent.
But to find that random act of kindness that you can do each day. I'm going to share with you a few of mine, and then I'm going to ask you guys what yours were.
Okay.
I had some Kind bars in my car from the kids that I've just been keeping in, like, my glove box.
Mm-hmm.
And driving by, when I would see individuals asking for money on the side of the road, I try not to give money to the panhandlers because I donate to the Road Home. But I decided, why not give them a Kind bar?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
And so I gave them throughout the weekend. I just kind of went through my stash and handed them out. It was an easy thing to do that made me go, like, all right, there you go. Another random act of kindness.
Yeah.
Check it off the list. Move on with my day.
That's good.
Jackson, you almost got murdered doing your random act of kindness.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the potential. So I'm at the gas station. And this old guy using a cane comes walking up to my door and he goes, hey, man, I just got out of the hospital. They didn't have any way for me to get home. I live on 4th and Main. We were on like 9th and North Temple.
Yeah.
And he was walking all the way from the hospital back to his house on 4th and Main. So I was like, well, let me call you a Lyft. And I couldn't get any reception, so I couldn't order the Lyft. So I was just like, all right, get my car. Because I used to be a Lyft driver.
So you drove him?
So I drove him. But here's the messed
That's
up part.
Awesome.
He wasn't wearing shoes.
No.
He was in hospital socks with the little rubber slippy things. And it was snowing. So I was like, I'm not going to let this poor old man without shoes, like, even if he's a murderer. That's why I have pepper spray in my car.
Right.
So I had that very closely clenched in my fist just in case something went down and gave the poor guy a ride.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's 105 days of love.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
Another thing I also challenged myself, and I actually challenge our listeners on our Insta story too, is to reach out to a friend that you haven't seen in a while and you haven't talked to in a while and just tell them, like, why you love them and why you miss them, because a little act like that can mean a world of difference to someone else's life.
And there's something that doesn't cost a dime, but you can really change someone's day.
That's a good one.
Justin, how about you?
I came to the station on Sunday morning because I had to come down here to do some work. And I got off the freeway here on 4th, and there was a guy with a sign. And I usually don't give any money to the guys with the sign. But this one, he was only like 15, 16 years old. And so I only had $7 in my wallet, but I gave it to him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I usually don't do that.
Yeah.
Because where we work, we see that
all the time.
Yeah, 5 times a day.
Right.
Yeah.
But this time
it's harder when it's kids.
It kind of struck me because it was a younger person this time.
And Utah has one of the highest rates of youth homelessness in the country. I think we actually were the highest for a while.
105 days of love. We are challenging you. Join in. Join in the fun. It really is fun. We're doing a love-olution is what we keep calling
it.
To where you're trying to do a random act of kindness every day for the next 105 days. This text, I found a guy's brand new iPhone in a store yesterday, pulled up the pictures, ran around to find the person. He was super happy.
Oh, that is way cool.
I mean, be careful about just going to people's pictures.
That's true, yeah.
But, yeah.
How do we nominate a teacher? I'm a teacher, and I work with a teacher who really deserves recognition and kindness right now. Thanks for that text. You can nominate up on our website, mix1051utah.com. Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Yeah, let's do it. So Fergie, she was at the NBA All-Star game over the weekend, and she got to do the national anthem. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to make it my own. I'm going to make it a jazz version.
Which, again, if you listen to it, you can see what she was trying to do. You hear, like, in the background, the
right, and she's kind of trying to go for that, like, menthol, smoky voice.
Yes.
She did not succeed.
No. And
spoiler
so
alert.
We were going to play a clip of it this morning, then John's like, wait, I found this this audio of somebody doing like a remixed version of her singing. So I'm like, eh, let's go with that.
Yeah, it's trending huge this morning. DJ Suede remixed Fergie.
Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet?
Here's the remix.
Did you see on the news when they were playing, you know, because it was everywhere, of the players that were standing there?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like looking down and like at the corner of their eye, like looking over at her like, what the heck is going on?
What do we do?
Yeah, there's like, oh, no, this is bad.
I can't remember if they had a close up on Kimmel the whole time. And you can tell. The camera's like right next to Kimmel, which doesn't help. It's like a friend just staring at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like trying not to laugh his hardest.
Yeah.
And this camera's just like poking him, like, go ahead. Come on.
I'd be like break. Looking down and pinching my leg, just trying not to have any reaction whatsoever because.
Just close my eyes.
It'd be hard.
Yeah.
The Jazz did well, though. We had a Jazz player in the slam dunk contest.
Won it.
Won.
Yeah.
Took it. I mean, it was very cool because I like the throwback uniform, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fact that there was a wardrobe change in the slam dunk contest, which is kind of crazy in itself. Hey, Jennifer Lawrence tells Entertainment Tonight that she's taking a break from acting and is going to focus on social activist for this next year. That's what she wants to do. She wants to help, well, teach politics. I don't know what you're going to do. Politics.
Tell me more, Justin.
I don't know. It's like, what do you do when you take a year off to be a social activist?
I know she's really heavily involved in women's rights.
Yes.
And figuring out how to end gun violence. So that's what I'm guessing she'll probably go work on.
Yeah.
Will she come back to showbiz?
I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
She doesn't seem like she likes it anymore.
She's not into it anymore.
You seen the interviews with her? She's done.
It's not like Chelsea Handler who... canceled her own Netflix talk show to go and be a political activist. Because I'm sure Chelsea Handler at any point can just pick up right where she left off.
Yeah.
But I don't think Jennifer Lawrence can do that.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't.
Jennifer's a way bigger brand than Chelsea.
In a year, though.
No way.
That's true. Hey, Stallone was the victim of a death hoax yesterday. It was definitely trending huge that Stallone had passed away. He's like, no, I'm still here. Still breathing.
He was great in This Is Us. He looked great this season in This Is Us.
He doesn't look bad at all.
I don't see why this is something that happens every few months where someone decides to just tweet out fake deaths.
I think it's awesome because if you're some kid sitting in his room, it's like, you know what? I started that.
So
it's everywhere.
As long as you're the person who created it, you're cool with it?
It's pretty harmless.
It's not harmless.
It's a death hoax.
No, don't throw that off like, oh, just a death hoax.
How is it?
Well, it's not
harmful.
Hurting anybody.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of it, though.
It's not changing the world if Stallone passed away.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, yeah, he didn't. Okay.
But it's kind of, I mean, yeah, it's slimy. But again, if you don't take a minute to realize that everything on social media is usually fake.
Uh-huh.
And go do some research, and you just start pouring your heart out about slime.
But no one does research. That's half of social media, except for you.
I know, but that's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I read the first two lines, and I'm like, oh, Stallone died.
Justin gets his news from the first line of whatever's on social media.
And that's all I give you guys in the Showbiz Beat is the first line. And because that's really how the world works nowadays. You read the first two lines, and then you move on because you're already bored with the real story.
My thesis of it all is just go Google it before you say anything.
Yeah, that takes way too much effort.
Oh, lazy.
That's the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin. Mix 105.1. Hello.
Yeah, Neil, I love your guys' show. I'm stuck here in traffic, and now you're making my day go a little bit better.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
She got a little story for you about the 105 Days of Love.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I had a little bit of problems back in my past with some addiction issues. I got them all cleared up and whatnot, but I was going to Panda Express the other day, and I saw some kid just sitting outside of the Panda Express. And he was asking for money, and I don't do that. I don't give money. But I asked him, you want something to eat? He said, yeah. And I took him in. I got him something to eat and kind of just sat down, talked with him for a little bit, gave him my number. He doesn't call me back, but, you know, hey, that's my way of reaching out to
people. No, that is so cool.
That's amazing, man.
That's what we're looking for. Love to hear that.
And, hey, congrats on your recovery. That's hard.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I'll have 5 years on March.
God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
As we get to Choose the News.
And Choose the News is all powered by my friends at Form Med Spa. Women, revive your love life with 20% off Intima and V-Shot treatments, plus free Brazilian laser hair removal this month only at Form Med Spa. book your consultation today at 801-513-FACE.
We had a really cool interview with Forum Med Spa and the V-Shot that's up on our podcast page.
Yeah.
Take a listen to, if you can, mix1051utah.com. All right, three stories to pick from. You get to choose the news. The show is yours. Justin, what is your story?
The new study proves the key to living longer is...
Jackson, what's your story?
Rub-a-dub-dub, let's talk about your tub.
Mine is Chipotle is changing their menu. We look at the votes coming in. Rubber ducky tub, my husband and I are both voting for you, Jackson.
Hey, all right.
I have to know John's story today. I have celiac disease, and Chipotle is one of the safer places to eat.
Oh, no.
So I need to know what they're changing. Oh, I didn't know that about that. Ron says Chipotle rules, voting for John. Lynn, who are you going for?
Let's go with Justin.
Woo!
Yeah, living longer.
Come on, Justin.
Oh, Justin. I thought he said Jonathan.
He said Justin.
Oh, I'm very disappointed now.
I was you're really into Justin getting votes today.
Hey, thanks, Lynn.
Sorry. See ya.
Voting for the Chipotle story. Chipotle is our must-go place. Let's see the winner on this Tuesday, February 20th, 2018 is... Jackson!
Yeah! Okay, there was a survey done recently about shower habits. And I just want to see if you guys are grosser than the average American.
Oh, let's do this, yeah.
So, how often do you shower?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every single day?
Every day.
I'm a smelly person.
Okay, great. It's interesting that you brought that up. 55% of people said that they shower at least once a day. 34% said every 2 days. And 2% said only when they stink.
Oh.
So it just so happens that you stink more often.
100% of the time.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I don't think it's a matter of stink for me, though. It's a matter of you just feel like you're refreshed and ready to go for the day after having a shower.
See, yeah. You do it first thing in the morning.
Yes.
And I close out the day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Probably makes you sleep good, too.
We wake up so early, there's no way I'm waking up 10 minutes earlier.
I stand there, and it's like, that's what brings life to my body.
Yeah, I feel that. When you guys take a bath, do you take a quick shower after to rinse off all the filth, or do you just hop right out and towel off?
Well, I don't take a bath there, Jackson.
I hate baths.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well,
because I feel like you're just soaking in your filth and you're not really scrubbing.
But you get a bath bomb or some salts and just relax. Like, oh, it's so good.
No.
You should do it. Some of you are uptight. I'm not going to name names, Jonathan.
My daughter Ella has gotten into bath bombs because Jen does them, and they turn the water different colors.
Yeah, they're fun.
So now she likes to create blue baths and purple baths. And,
yeah. So just shower afterwards, and you won't have
that
filth.
Double the water.
It is double the water.
Anyway.
Slow the flow.
Sorry for caring about Mother Nature.
That's right.
Do you wash your hair first or last?
Well, with me.
hold on. Last.
Last.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because that's always the first thing that I go to, it to top to bottom. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
81% say that that is the first thing they do. 19% wait until the end of the shower.
How many wait till the end?
19%. So you're part of a minority there, pal.
Hmm. He goes, wash, shave, hair. It's got an order.
And you shave every day. Well, Justin always shaves.
Yeah.
You're always smooth. Yeah.
But man, that is so backwards.
I know.
I feel like hair, shave, wash.
Justin is backwards, though.
You know what?
That's a good point.
Just making this all my own.
And how often do you use a fresh towel?
Every 3.
Probably once a week.
Okay. 49% said once a week. 33% said, eh. I mean, they said it varies, but really what that means is fresh towel. Yeah. And 18% said they use a fresh towel every time they shower.
Every time?
Why would you do that? Unless you're Beyonce.
Right.
Oh well, my
somebody's got to do that laundry, which sucks.
Not about it.
Now Beyonce's people.
That's right.
And that'll do it for my story.
All right. All the stories are going to be up online, mix1051utah.com. We also tell the stories each day in our podcast. A new global survey by Time Out magazine asked people to name the sexiest accent in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out the American accent came in at number 8.
All right, America.
Not as sexy, gentlemen, as some would think. Canada, though, did not make the top 10, eh? So, didn't happen.
Yeah.
I thought, though, with this list, maybe we try a few of these accents out and see. Justin, I know you are the man of 10,000 voices.
That's me.
Out of everyone here. English is with 17% of the vote as the sexiest accent. English not as an American accent, but as from our friends over across the pond.
Hello, Governor.
Sexy.
Yeah. Mm. They like to shout, too.
Do they now?
I don't know why.
From what kind of reference do you have?
I don't know. That's all I got. Because it doesn't work. Hello, Governor.
I like how you just sounded like you were an American greeting Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. Hello, Governor.
At number two, the French accent at 13%.
Hello, Governor.
All right, all right. You want to come over to my apartment for some baguette and some tea?
Jackson.
We'll have a cigarette and we'll pet my dogs.
Killed it.
Sexy.
Dude, you killed it.
Sexy.
That sounds like a great day to me, by the way. So.
The Italian accent is at number three, or Italian, as my grandma used to say, at 11%.
I feel that'd be a lot of, eh.
What's the matter with
What's the matter with you?
Why you don't come over to my house?
You looking at me?
Wow, you guys sound like the Sopranos.
That's what we're going for. Once again, John, we nailed it.
Great job.
And
great
finally, job. I'm going to turn back to our man of 1,000 voices on this one. At 5% of the sexiest accents in the world, Australian.
That sounds like the British one.
No, it doesn't. Well, I don't know. Let me hear yours.
Hello, Governor.
Okay. Yeah, turns out it does sound like the
British one. Exactly British.
According to someone on this piece of paper that I printed out this morning on BuzzFeed, that President's Day was created by a department store as a reason to hold a sale. It was not created by a federal government.
That can't be.
So I looked it up.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
How did they get it so far that we got the day off?
The government decreed that the third Monday in February would be a holiday called Washington's Birthday. But apparently, President's Day was better at attracting customers. The name stuck. And so then it switched over to President's Day.
Oh, no.
But it was because of the sales that were going on.
But I remember that happening when I was young. Like, they used to call it Washington's Birthday.
I do remember. I thought there was a few different president's birthdays that we had off.
And Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they all just kind of got pushed into one day. Look, either way, we had
President's Day.
Right.
It's like when you have kids that are all born in July, so you just have one big July birthday party.
Fact or fiction, the president is charged for any meals he and his family eat in the White House.
True.
That is fact.
That is true. They get monthly bills for food, dry cleaning, and toiletries. I saw an interview with Obama, and he talked about how he actually had like a grocery list every week that he would check off. Someone would go buy it, but they would charge his account.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The president of the U.S. does not need a passport.
False.
I'm going to go true.
It's false. He does need one, but he gets a special one that's issued for free. So he doesn't have to, you know, wait the 6 weeks like the rest of us.
Yeah, because $140 is such a problem for the president of the United States.
Mount Rushmore was supposed to show all four presidents down to their waist, but they ran out of funds. So that's why we just have the heads.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go that is false.
That's true, isn't it?
It's true. They ran out of money.
No kidding?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were going to run out of mountain.
The first assassination attempt on a president was in 1835 when a guy named Richard Lawrence tried to shoot Andrew Jackson, but his gun jammed, and Jackson beat him up with his cane.
Oh, I want this to be true.
This is the truth for sure. The gun jammed.
It is so true.
Yes.
Bloody Andrew Jackson, if you haven't heard that soundtrack yet, get on board.
Have you guys been watching any of the Winter Olympics?
Sure have. I watched bobsled last night.
Some figure skating.
Has the name Elizabeth Swanee popped up at all in your reports?
No.
Oh, wait till you hear about American Elizabeth Swanee. She competed in the Olympics yesterday, but she did it by totally gaming the system.
How?
She's not a world-class skier. She's not even good compared to regular standards. Like, you guys could probably compete with her. But she decided to make it in by competing in a sport where there weren't enough competitors to fill out this field.
What sport is that?
So here's how it works. She's American.
Uh-huh.
But she competed for Hungary because her grandparents made her eligible.
Oh, snap.
She also had to finish in the top 30 in a couple of World Cup events, and she did it by signing up for just a bunch of obscure events where, like, Hungary didn't have enough skiers. And so she got in by default.
That's so brilliant.
Into the Olympics. And if you go back and you watch her run, maybe we could put it on our morning show blog, because she goes on the half pipe. She has one trick, and it's like the most simple. She's terrible at skiing.
Does Hungary have to foot the bill for anything?
No, a lot of times Olympians, you pay for a lot of it yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on your committee and your sport and who you are.
Okay.
So yeah, she probably did, but she still got to go to the Olympics.
That's very cool.
What's her name?
Elizabeth Swanee.
Elizabeth Swanee, my new hero, honestly.
Justin, anything we forget today that we need to bring up?
Nah, nothing that we had forgotten for the day.
Okay.
I know that what we're going to do. We're going to go home and dig ourselves out because we all left so early this morning.
That is the truth. Jackson?
I've got a new episode of my podcast, Get Yourself Together, coming out later today, and you can get that at gytshow.com.
All right, don't forget, we're in the midst of 105 Days of Love, challenging you every single day for the next 105 days for a random act of kindness. You guys want to know the hardest part of my day?
What?
The hardest part of my day is trying to transition from what we did on air to the part of our podcast.
Where we just mess around.
Where we just kind of and letting people know, like, hey, all right, here's the podcast part. So
I think you're nailing it right now.
This was my transition. I hope it worked for everyone.
This is actually the worst one yet.
We've been doing a lot of 105 Days of Love, and I wanted to share this text. 105 Days of Love, we bought some police officers dinner in Tremont on Saturday
night. Oh, that's always a good one.
Which is really cool. So I hope they listen to the podcast, and I hope that inspires you to join our 105 Days of Love, 105 Days of Random Acts of Kindness. And we're going to actually talk to a man, Stephen Sherman, who's in charge of the Utah Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce as part of 105 Days of Love for our podcast. But right now, we always share with you the stories that were not picked for Choose the News. Jackson won.
Yeah, I throw my hands up in the air sometimes.
So, Justin, you and I, we get to share ours on our podcast page here. Do you want to go first with me?
Yeah, I will. In fact, this is actually a good one. There was a new study out that says the key to living longer, and in a nutshell, they're saying booze.
Oh, I'm going to live forever then.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about this. Now, there were 1,700 people over the age of 90 that were surveyed over a span of 15 years. And for those that drank 1 to 2 glasses of beer or wine per day, were 18% less likely to die early. Okay. Now, there's more. For those people that exercise 15 to 45 minutes per day, were 11%. And the people that were not obese but slightly chubby were 10%.
You know, I don't buy any scientific research on longevity, and I'll tell you why. I think it's all genetics and genetics only.
100%.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I go to the gym every day. I try to eat a very plant-based diet, and I have blood pressure that will kill people at the age of 40.
Right, and then I know people that eat bacon every day for breakfast.
Yeah.
And they're still doing just fine. Like, they're healthy as a horse.
Oh, Betty White? Clean Bill of Health does nothing. Doesn't work out. She works like 12 hours a day. I'm sure secretly smokes, but doesn't tell anybody.
Right. You know what? I would agree.
Just drinks vodka, Dr. Pepper, and eats hot dogs all day. Will outlive all of us on this show
now. It is. It's genetics. It's not what you read.
I really do believe it's genetics, and maybe you can push it back a year or two, but there's the sad, depressing fact on today's podcast.
Also, just buses. You could just get hit by a bus anytime.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a bus reduces your chance of living a long life by a considerable amount.
Yes, it does.
Here's my story. Chipotle finally added a major new item to their menu last year. Do you guys remember what their big item was?
Yeah, wasn't it E. coli?
It was.
No, it was queso.
Queso, yeah. And it was like a flop.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Which I'm shocked because you know they did some taste testing.
Yes.
Oh, right? Yeah, market research all day. Well, what they did is they probably did market research, found the recipe that everyone liked, and then watered it down. That's all it is.
That's really what it tastes like, was a watered-down version of a good one.
Yeah.
So they're thinking about adding a new item to see if this goes any better. And it is quinoa.
Now, how does that go with Mexican food?
It's going to be a substitute to put in their salads, or instead of rice, you could have quinoa.
Ooh, I would actually rather have the quinoa.
Me too. It's a superfood to help you live longer, which doesn't help.
Yeah, again, we just got done with this.
I could do quinoa or booze. You decide there.
I feel, and maybe I'm wrong, I feel like Freebirds already has like a choice like this.
They do, but isn't Freebirds just local? Or is it a
national
chain? Is it really?
It's a national chain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It just hasn't made the news as much as Chipotle because they have yet to have their E. coli. Because
they can wash their hands.
All right, those were the stories. Let's see if there's anything else here on our little notes that we wanted to make sure to get to today. I wanted to bring up a congratulations to Justin for hitting a career high of 130 while bowling.
You know what? Killed it. 130.
All-star right there.
Triple. I feel like if you hit triple digits, it's a success.
Oh, man. If you get over 50 as far as I'm concerned.
It's even harder to do when it's all disco. You're in the cosmic bowl.
Yeah, because you're too busy dancing.
It messes with your head, too. You don't know. You're like, am I throwing this straight? Where's the arrow?
What time were you out bowling at?
I'd say 5 to 8.
They're already doing cosmic at 5 p.m.?
Yeah. Well, this place has both. You could either do a regular on one side or on the other side of the building, it's cosmic.
Remember, it's Davis all day. County, yes. So the nightlife is really between 4 p.m. and like 8 p.m.
You know, the party never stops up that way.
Sure. Yeah, it does. It stops firmly at 8:15 because that's everyone's bedtime.
Also, Jackson, you had someone compliment your laugh.
Yeah, man. I was stoked because I am pretty self-conscious of my laugh. I'm a loud person, mm-hmm. like a very, very loud person.
Very loud.
And as we sat down at the My Favorite Murder show last week, I turned to my seatmate, who's a sales girl here, Camilla, and I was like, Camilla, should I just tap these people on the shoulder and apologize in advance? And she's like, no, leave them alone. And then after the show, they said, your laugh was awesome. It made the whole show for us. Like, we appreciate it. And like, I was so relieved because that is not the reaction I get. Usually it's dirty looks.
Yes.
Or turn around, will you please be quiet? No, I can't.
Someone complimented your laugh.
That's awesome.
That's very
cool.
Which
is awesome. Sweet.
I mentioned earlier how we're in the midst of 105 Days of Love, and we thought it would be the perfect time to invite in Stefan Sherman from the Utah Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. They have a gala coming up. Stefan Sherman.
Good morning.
No, I had the pleasure of actually, I believe, hosting. It was this event last year.
That's right.
And the mayor, Jackie Biskupski, was there as well. What a great turnout and a fun day.
And we're looking forward to a bigger event even this year. Oh,
good. And why wasn't he asked back to host?
Yeah, is he not hosting this year?
There's a reason for it, right?
No, I'll remain silent. Okay, no, of course. No, it was a great event, and John was wonderful.
I did okay as a startup, but now it's grown in size and stature, yeah. And they needed a better name. This is what happens time and time again with my career. I'm great on the ground level, but once people start making it, you dump this for something better is what I'm trying to tell you.
I can't argue with you.
So, Stefan, for those who don't know, the Utah Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, it's not just like an exclusive group. It's inclusive to anyone who wants to join.
Everybody. In fact, the slogan that we've adopted this year is that our chamber is a chamber for everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The chamber is, it was created many, many years ago, and we still have the same mission even today. We welcome individuals and companies of all sizes who believe in equality in business despite sexual preference, gender identity, or gender expression, race, religion. It's just the idea that people should endorse business where employees are treated equally and all customers get the same service.
And it's also good if you're a business owner to be a part of the chamber, because then customers who are very conscious about where they spend their money and who they're giving money to, they'll know that you are a queer-friendly business, and that's very, very important to some consumers who might otherwise take their money elsewhere.
It's very true. It's a great, great opportunity to network, to learn about resources, mm-hmm. Community events, all kinds of things.
So what's the purpose of the gala then? Because we know the purpose of the chamber is to get everyone together and kind of mingle with each other with like-mindedness. So mm-hmm. What about the gala itself?
The gala is a great opportunity for people to come get to know the chamber,
okay.
To understand what we're about, to meet all of our board of directors, to meet other members of the chamber, and we have a lot of fun while we do it.
Yeah.
And we have several speakers this year. In fact, we're going to have 3 speakers.
Wow.
Can I tell you a little about
it? Yeah, please. Yeah.
So it's going to be Thursday, April 5th at the Cottonwood Country Club from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets can be bought at our website, which is www.utahgaychamber.com. Tickets are $15. They'll soon be $25. At the end of the month, they raise to $25 as we get closer to the event, so you want to buy your tickets now. And our speakers are going to be 3. We have the Salt Lake County Mayor, Ben McAdams.
Yeah, love me some Ben McAdams.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he's such a good guy.
And then we'll have Dr. Reese and Maggie Snyder, who were instrumental in the early assistance of AIDS.
Yeah.
And then, recently, they were featured in a Sundance film, Quiet Heroes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Man, Dr. Reese deserves that. What an actual angel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And with lots of roots to Utah. So it's going to be really interesting to hear them speak.
So do they live here currently, or are they coming in for this event?
I believe they live here currently.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And exactly, it seems Jackson, you heard the names right away and you knew.
Dr. Reese was instrumental to preventing the further spread of HIV here in Utah heavily. But then that research was also used globally to sort of stop the spread of HIV and AIDS, which was
all, which was taboo and nobody talked about it at the time. All of her work was done back in the 80s, I believe, right?
Yes.
80s and 90s, back when a time where you didn't even talk about HIV, let alone try to find a cure or prevention.
Right. Yeah. And our third speaker is going to be Chad Adams, who is an LGBT therapist in Utah, and he'll speak about the evolution of hate crimes, which has become an issue already again. You know, there's been a lot of... in fact, I don't know if you saw on USA Today, there was a survey, it was about 2 weeks ago, where they compared responses from 2016 to 2017, and it showed that Americans show less acceptance of LGBT community today.
I'm sorry, it sounds like you said it's getting worse than better.
Slightly worse.
Wow.
Yes.
That amazes me with the movement that we had in the last 4 to 5 years. I would think, if anything, we should be doing better each year. But we're actually turning around and going the other way.
We are.
Well, and I honestly was kind of afraid of that once marriage equality was passed, that this is exactly where we would end up, because that was a really uniting issue and everybody could fund it, and you had beautiful messages of love and acceptance, and that was great. But then all of the funding kind of dropped after we accomplished. It's almost like we said, all right, that's it. And then the community stopped, or not necessarily the whole community, but the big activists kind of focused their work elsewhere.
Right.
And now we don't have the funding, we don't have the services, and we don't have the activists up on Capitol Hill still advocating for these rights. So, of course.
So it's like, we did it. Let's go home.
Backsliding.
Yeah. It's the Utah Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. Their gala is Thursday, April 5th. You can get your tickets at utahgaychamber.com. And again, you're going to have three great speakers. It's a great night to just go and network. It's a fun event. And it's happening at the Cottonwood Country Club, which no wonder I wasn't invited back this year.
Fancy.
That explains so much more about it. Is there anything we're missing that someone needs to know about for this event?
No, I think we've covered it, but I really want to see the community come out. It's going to be a great event. I'm awesome. Really looking forward to it. And by the way, I'm starstruck just being amongst you guys. I listen to you every single morning. I love you guys.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Again, the Utah Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, Thursday, April 5th is the gala, utahgaychamber.com.